We have another live show for you guys. We're coming back to New York City because I'm back in town. We put something together for May 15th. We're back at Sesh Comedy. Show starts at 7:30. Doors open at 7 p.m.
I'm so excited. We loved Sesh when we were there the last time. I'm pumped to be able to do another show back in New York so soon. So Wednesday, May 15th.
For tickets, head to our website at findingmrheight.com/live. That's findingmrheight.com/live. You can get your tickets right there.
That ticket link will be up as you are hearing this announcement.
And the venue is BYOB. So if you want a drink, bring a drink. If you like a Diet Coke, bring a Diet Coke. And we're going to hang out afterwards. We can say hello to everybody. Hope to see you all there.
See you there.
Oh, I got a treadmill once as a kid.
Let's just start it off with some insecurity. I got a treadmill. They made sure not to give me elliptical.
Welcome to another episode of Finding Mr. Hyde, the podcast. I'm Allie, back with my co-host Erica, who is in my apartment with my cat.
Yes, I'm Allie today.
You've got the
couch background.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome back to Finding Mr. Hyde, the podcast. I'm Allie, back with my cat, Logan. Hello. I'm in your clothes. I'm on your couch. I have made myself at home. Just
I love
a fair
that.
Warning to anyone that invites me into their home and says, make yourself at home. I will.
Please do. I want that. That's great. You've been cuddling with Logan. I so appreciate that.
Yeah. Let me know if you need a second opinion on any of your serums or face products. They're very tempting and they're a nice little organized container.
Get in there. Get in there, girl. I actually packed for, so Erica is there because I am at my mom's in San Diego. And I stayed the night with Rourke last night, which was very fun. But I packed after getting home from a whole day's scavenger hunt. And so most of my skincare is still at my apartment.
Oh, damn. All right. Well, let me know. Let me know.
Yeah, I can't say that I did a great job of packing. But one thing that I did bring with me that came in clutch throughout the entire journey is the Sunset Lake CBD pet formula.
Oh, I'm sure. Because you had to bring Rory with you.
Planes, trains, and automobiles. We took a plane. We left my apartment at 4:30 in the morning and we took a plane to LAX and then Rourke picked us up from LAX and then we stayed over at her apartment last night and then took a train down to San Diego this morning. So he has been on quite a journey.
Quite a journey. But he was very chill due to the CBD?
Very chill. Yeah, it definitely helps him. He didn't really meow, which is sometimes an issue. And, you know, people around are like, what's happening? Who's torturing a cat? Yeah, it was great. I slept great because of course I had my sleep gummies with me. Everybody was happy.
Good. Glad to hear it. Yeah, I've been traveling a lot myself and the melatonin gummies are by far my favorite product for sure. They help me just knock out on the plane. And then I don't feel groggy after, which I think is even more important actually.
That is the best part because I have in the past taken melatonin pills to help me sleep and those do make me groggy and the melatonin CBD combo does not. So if you want to get in on that, you can go to sunsetlakecbd.com. Our promo code is FMH20, and that'll give you 20% off the entire website.
Head on over to sunsetlakecbd.com, and they got everything you need. Real easy.
Truly everything. So yeah, that's been my last 36 hours, but it's been nice. It was lovely to catch up with Rourke. We had a very, low-key day. We went, she picked me up. We went and got lunch, and then we hung out at a brewery. For a few hours, sat in the sun, which was lovely, had a couple drinks, some delicious burgers, and then we went back to her place and had a very low-key Sunday evening. We both had some work to do, more so her than me, but I had some napping on the couch to do, and we both hadn't started the new 90 Day Fiancé season, so we watched that together.
I love it. I love a nice little cozy night in.
It was great. I said to her this morning, we were like, because, you know, she had work to do. And so, we didn't go out, but I did not want to go out. I said to her this morning that I really value friendships where we can have low energy hangs and it doesn't feel weird. We were sitting in silence, watching TV or hanging and then chatting about the show every so often and together, but low energy, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I call it the do nothing friends.
Yes.
Or
Exactly.
It's the part in the relationship that you're just comfortable in silence, which is really, really nice.
Yes. Yeah. Like, it was great to like catch up. Like, when we were at the brewery for like several hours, we were like nonstop catching up and, you know, we talk a lot, but like deep dive stuff. And then it was like, okay, quiet time now.
Yeah, exactly. It's the best.
Yeah, it was great. So how's your weekend?
My weekend was good. I ended up going to see, actually, speaking of downtime, I went to see a friend of mine that had a baby only like 2 months ago. Oh. So she's still on maternity leave. And she was like, oh my God, I love visitors. I feel like I never go anywhere. So I had a very chill night holding a baby, hanging out on the couch with my friend and her husband. And I loved it. I was like, oh, this is great. This is the life.
That sounds very relaxing.
Yeah. I don't know. Just great. Great to see her and everything. I guess my little like update for the pod is I'm like officially off dating apps at the moment.
I'm taking both a little break.
Yeah, I just fully deleted them because I'm like, I'm not checking these. And like fully delete the profile. Like when I go back on, let's do like a full makeover, I guess. Situation.
Brand new woman.
Yeah, I just, you know, I was like, I just have too much going on in the next couple weeks. And I have like a big gig in my hometown that I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to fully put this away. Oh, well, the update of me deleting my Hinge. I was waiting to see if I heard from Soup Season because we didn't exchange numbers. So
you were still in Hinge.
I did not hear from him. He just unmatched me, which I'm calling it the LA move. It seems to be the LA move. I'm sure it happens many other times and places, but I've had it just happen to me already in LA a few times.
It's happened to me a couple times, maybe actually only like once that I can think of, because usually I'll be out of the app first. Mm-hmm. But I guess that's a form of the mutual opt-out.
Yeah, I'm not offended. It's just, I was like, all right. So that's all I was kind of waiting on to delete it, because I already kind of decided just to take like a little mini break. Mm-hmm. But funny that I was like, oh, I'll just take a break from the apps. And I didn't even tell anyone. And now I've had two incoming things from friends.
Like setup
for, like, dates. Yeah, so one's a setup. And then the other one, my friend sent me some post about this girl that's starting a matchmaking business based out of like Brooklyn, and reached out to people to be like, hey, tell your friends and have them like just email me some basic info and like I'll get them started, because obviously she wants to have like some success in her, you know, catalog before she starts to charge.
Hi, I'm a friend and I live in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Sorry. Yeah, I'll send to you too. Sorry. But she's well, I didn't know if you would frown on this matchmaker. You've used an official one. This is a new one. So
I'm into that. I think that's
great. I was like, why not? You know. But so I sent her my info and I got to like fill out her little questionnaire. I was supposed to. We tried to get together the other setup. It's actually someone that lives in Jersey. Funny.
Funny enough.
But I was like, maybe I have a better shot because everybody else. Some other people have a little like, oh, they live in Jersey, it's so far. I'm like, not for me anymore.
Not for me.
Yeah. So the girl is actually engaged to his friend.
Oh, okay. So there's like a real vouch there. Like, she probably knows him pretty well.
Yeah, it's her fiance's best friend. So I was like, yeah.
Damn.
I'll go up. I don't even need a photo. Yeah. I'm there. I'll take it.
Do you have a photo though? I assume you do.
Yeah, I do have one. Yeah. But I just was like, great. But I don't have to do any work. I just got to show up, give him my number. Like, I'm there.
I love it. So when do you think you're going to go out?
We were going to go out potentially right before Thanksgiving, but then his travel plans changed. So he was like, hey, is it cool if we just meet after? I'm like, great. No problem.
Perfect.
So to be determined a little bit. But yeah, so we'll see. But
I love it.
It was just funny. I was like, I'll delete these apps. And all of a sudden I had two friends text me like,
knock, knock. That's great.
So not complaining, but I think I just needed a break. Also, because they weren't really working for me anyway. And I was like, let me just do a clean slate.
Yeah, I get that. Mm. I've been there. So I have a Billy Joel update.
Yeah, you're fresh off a third date.
Yeah. So he came over to cook on Friday night. And we had decided that he had been like talking about the risotto, his risotto that he makes. It's his favorite thing to make. And I hate making risotto. I don't have the patience for it. Mm-hmm. So, but I love it. So I was like, great. I suggested the cooking date. I also suggested that he make the risotto.
Okay.
But then I made focaccia and a couple other like things to dip it in for our appetizer. It was a really nice night. So I made mocktails. I made like a berry ginger syrup that I like looked up a bunch of different mocktail recipes, made like a homemade syrup, combined it with some sparkling water and some sage. It was
good.
Very good. And so we sat out on the balcony with our mocktails and like watched the view, ate the focaccia, kind of chit-chatted a little bit, and then cooked. And I kind of like helped him. I was his like sous chef. What was really interesting though, for the most part, like risotto is labor intensive, but there's not, once like I helped him prep stuff, he's just sitting there stirring, right? Like there's nothing for me to do. So I was sitting for the very first time at my own kitchen counter watching someone cook in my kitchen. And I was feeling so stir crazy. Like I was having those feelings like I should be doing something.
Like you weren't helping enough?
Right. And it was like very, it was nice to feel like somebody was like taking care of me. But then I also was like, I feel bad. And he called it out. He was like, do you need a project? Are you okay?
Yeah.
I was like, I was like, I'm doing fine, but maybe I could start the salad dressing. He's like, great, good idea.
I was going to say in those moments, because I'm a little bit like that, I'll just say to myself, if I was the one cooking, I'm like, get out of my way.
Yeah, 100%.
So I'll 100%. Offer verbally, like, what can I help with? Is there anything? And they're like, no, sit, relax. Then I say, okay. And I take my sunsetlakecbd.com gummies. And I chill out.
Then I go into the guest bathroom where I keep my little drops, because I do have them in there for guests.
Or just sneak away and take them?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, in case I need to like dive into the guest bathroom. So it was nice. And I also witnessed what he's like. So first of all, he helped me he recognized that in me. And was like, one, he was really sweet. One, you don't need to do anything. But two, if you do need to do something, here's what you can do. The other thing though, when I was making the mocktails, I made this like berry syrup, right? And I kind of spilled it, but didn't realize, onto my white counter. And by the time I realized, it had stained the counter. And I, in that moment, was like, oh no. Like I had like a very, because I own it and I'm like, resale value, all these things were going through my head of like,
ruined... It's very different when you own. Very different when you own.
Like the
you're like, that is my problem. Okay.
Yes. The immediate like absolutely batshit thought that occurred to me was, well, I guess I'm replacing my entire kitchen counter. Like in that, like in that moment when that happened, obviously.
And you didn't even try to clean it up yet.
Nope. Hadn't tried. I just saw it. And that was like my initial thought. I didn't say it out loud.
I mean, no offense, but the counter's not marble. It's like, it's easy to clean.
It was not.
Oh, the stain wasn't though? Oh.
Yeah, the stain was not. But he like immediately like jumped to action. He was Googling. He's like, all right, what material do we think this is? Okay, let me look it up. All right, we've got lemons. We've got white vinegar. Let's use a salt scrub. Like he was like in it with me.
In a way that made,
yeah. And like I like enjoyed seeing that part of him. Where it really calmed me down. Like he recognized that I needed like immediate solutions. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't just like, oh, it'll be fine. He was like, no, we're going to fix this.
Yeah.
And then he was like, all right. Well, yeah, but not everybody would.
Yeah. Like I know. Some people are not good in crisis.
Yeah. I've dated people in the past who would not have been good in this situation. And he then was like, okay, like the internet says we should let it sit. So like, let's go upstairs and drink our drinks like we intended and we'll come back to it. And we came back to it and it was fine.
Beautiful. Love it.
But it was, yeah, it was the hardest thing I've ever had to clean off that counter. It was, okay. I was nervous. But so I enjoyed it. So it's a very small thing, but I enjoyed like seeing that aspect of him.
Yeah, definitely.
Was really
also
nice.
How was the risotto? Good.
Oh, delicious.
Is there any of it in the freezer?
Oh, actually, yeah. Go for it.
I'm kidding. I was making a joke.
No, but seriously,
I was making a joke just because I'm in your home.
It's in the second freezer drawer. It's in the second freezer drawer. I've already had leftovers. It's in the second freezer drawer, frozen flat.
It was just a little joke. Continue.
It's labeled risotto.
I'm sure it is, Allie. I'm sure it's fucking labeled this house.
I'm the most organized, messy person that has ever lived.
Truly. It is insane to me. I just walk through your house all day being like, I understand some of this, and some of it makes no fucking sense. I can't put my finger on it, honestly. Like, you got Marie Kondo folded sweatshirts in your drawer that I stole one, and then somewhere else is just chaos, and I'm like, I don't get it.
It's you pegged it. That's, yeah. It's very true. It's very true. So it was a lovely evening. We had a great time. I don't know if I'm going to see him until January.
January?
Yeah. So he also left to go home for Thanksgiving yesterday. I get back on a red eye and then go directly into the office. And then I have to be in the office for 3 days straight. And usually the particular thing that I'm going into the office for, we tend to be there late. Mm-hmm. He leaves for another non-holiday related trip to go visit friends 2 days after I get back. So like, we're only going to be in New York for 2 days together. And there are 2 days that I probably will spend 12 hours of each of those days in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And then he leaves. And by the time he comes back, I will be gone for Christmas and I don't come back until New Year's.
Damn.
Yeah. So like, I would love to see him in those 2 days. Current version of me, mm-hmm, would love to see him. And he and I talked about that would be great. It might not happen.
Well, I was going to say, what's nice is it sounds like you're comfortable just having him hang out at your apartment. So
totally. Yeah, totally.
Possibility.
If the low energy hang, as previously discussed.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. But we've been talking. I still... Rourke put it pretty perfectly. I was talking to Rourke about it a lot, and I still do not think that we are long-term a fit.
Due to, like, other reasons.
Yeah. Due to, like, where he's at in his life and, like, where, you know, he's at kind of a crossroads and et cetera. But Rourke said, I deserve to have some fun.
Well, yeah. I'm not – that's why I haven't been anti, because,
yeah,
you know, I've kind of thought the same thing from the beginning, but it's like, you never know. Feel it out, but –
yeah. Yeah, yeah. And yeah. I've said the same thing from the beginning. Like, from our first date, I was like, yeah, I don't know that this is like a long-term thing. But it's super fun and I really like it, and I really like how I'm feeling in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if nothing else, I can learn a lot from that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if anything, I was hoping, like, because you have this podcast and also are a dating coach, I was hoping you weren't going to feel pressure to make it more than a fun thing.
Oh, totally.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
or like,
absolutely,
almost avoid admitting that to yourself on that level?
No.
Because
yeah,
it's like,
I agree.
You know, but I feel like we talked about that with the life coach, where it's like, you can date intentionally, but like, still have fun along the way, you know? And sometimes 100%. You're like, I just need some fun. Or the fact that your schedule is about to be insane, you're like, actually, it's kind of perfect.
Totally. And I think like the only time for me that turns into something that I don't want is if that person starts taking up space that I should be in. Not should is the wrong word, but like, if I'm preventing myself from finding something that does feel aligned long term because of this other thing, that's happened mm-hmm. to me in the past. That's not what's happening here currently, but that's the only thing that I'm cognizant of eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, it feels really good and I'm having a good time.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I said this to you. Everybody always says summer fling. I feel like it's winter fling. I feel like the winter is when everybody is really like, all right, I would just love to have somebody to hang with. And
let's be cozy.
Yeah, and I don't want to say like we lower our standards, but it's more with the like dating seriously part. Sometimes you're like, I just need a break from the serious. Like, yeah, this is just fun and it's nice and it's getting dark at 5 fucking p.m., which feels depressing as hell. And you're just like, yeah, how nice would it be, like, after this podcast I'm recording, I'm already home, like, oh, someone came out and hung out on the couch with me. You know, whether it's a friend or a little fun fling, like, I'll take it.
Or otherwise.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. So, yeah, we'll see. I was debating, and I'm still debating, because I did not – normally when I travel, I keep my Bumble set to Brooklyn because I pay for Bumble, so I can, like – keep my location there. And I didn't do that this time. I haven't opened it yet since I've been in California. But I'm like, after our Dating in Different Cities episode, I'm kind of like, maybe I'll see what's up here.
Really? In San Diego specifically?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. I don't hate that for you. I like it.
Yeah. I'm sure my mom would love it.
Well, here's the thing. You're there for a while right now, and you know you're about to be back for a while.
Exactly.
So, like, you could fit in a few dates with somebody. Why not?
Absolutely. Yeah. I did that a while back, and I same thing, same timing. Like, I went out with somebody for Thanksgiving and then ended up going out again. I think we ended up going on 3 dates across the course of, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Why not? I know my mom's listening right now, and I want her to know I will not be doing that in Binghamton, but, you know, why not?
My mom is not listening, but...
If I do it in my hometown, it's just people I know. I've opened it for, like, 2 seconds, and I'm like, oh, guess so-and-so moved back. Anyway, like...
I did a couple years ago. He's dating somebody now, but or married now, actually. But a couple years ago, I saw the guy that I dated in high school. I need to give him a nickname, but, like, the on and off again family friend guy.
Call him Light Switch.
Oh, all right. Because he's on and off.
Yeah. Easy. Light Switch.
I like it. Okay, Light Switch. I saw Light Switch on Bumble a few years ago, and there was a typo in his bio. And I just sent it to him and was like, you should fix this. And he was like, oh, you're home, I see.
Yeah. Glad to have you back, Allie.
Welcome back. Thanks for editing my Bumble bio while you swung by.
Thanks for bringing your grammar back to San Diego.
You're welcome, buddy. So that was that. And I did sign up for, I'm still committed to going to more in-person stuff. I went to a speed dating thing, talked about that on the Patreon. I signed up for something else that is, it's called Skip the Small Talk. And
oh, I've seen an ad for this. I don't know what it
is.
Yeah,
it's not speed dating specifically, though they do run speed dating events. But the one that I'm going to is just like friends, like connections. And they set it up like speed dating, but it's not for dating. So it's like whoever, single or otherwise, whatever your preferences or whatever, you just go and they give you like discussion topics and the idea is to like get deep and connect to people. I thought it sounded interesting.
But it can be men, women, whoever.
Yeah, anybody, single or otherwise. People are, you know, just like looking to make new friends, I guess. And so they do speed dating ones. I didn't happen to be free on any of the upcoming speed dating specific ones. So I figured like, well, what the hell? I'll try this. So that's in December when I'm back.
Why not? I mean, I forgot to mention, I did go to speed dating in LA. I did a speed date and a friend dating thing. Both were interesting. Not bad. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I went with my roommate. We were like, let's check it out. Why not?
Why not?
The main trend I found from that, speaking of your dating in other cities idea, we've had a few people on the Discord chime in about this too, that when they went to speed dating events, it was often people that lived outside of the city.
Yeah. And that happened to me.
And it makes sense because they're probably also not doing great on apps just due to location, which is unfortunate. Right. So it's like, oh, it makes sense that they're like, okay, this place has a bigger pool of people. Let me physically get myself to this event. And, you know, if I meet someone, we have a connection in person, they're probably going to care less that I live maybe a little bit farther away.
Absolutely. I mean, similar concept to like my dating radius on the app does not include like New Rochelle or even like Yonkers, like places that are actually kind of close.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were to meet them out at a bar, something like that, I'm into them. We vibe. And then I find out he lives in New Rochelle. That sucks, but I'm probably still going to go out with him.
I mean, I would hope so after you just said you're going to swipe in San Diego. Be a
little
biased.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not going to New Rochelle, all right? I'll take a plane to San Diego, but I'm not going to New Rochelle.
No offense to anybody in New Rochelle.
No offense there. It's a nice area. I've been. It'd just be funny that you're like, but see, if I drive, I have to deal with traffic. The plane, I take
so
my Sunset Lake CBD.com and I fall asleep. It's time travel, the plane.
Right away. There's even, when you go this way, a time change.
Yeah, right? I get time back.
Perfect. So I'm doing that event and trying to keep up with that trend of meeting more people in person, romantic or otherwise. And I just like the way that it keeps my mindset in a, like, an abundance mindset of, like, I'm out there, I'm doing things, I'm meeting people. Feels better.
Yeah, I flip-flop on that with, like, dating apps. Sometimes I feel like being on an app and, like, looking at it and just looking at people will then make me in person open my eyes more on like the day to day. And I don't know if it's also just a New York thing that you're just hustling around where you're just not paying attention to like the other people in line at the coffee shop or wherever. So sometimes it makes me do that. And then other times it like almost has the opposite effect. But I agree with you where it's like both that or going to events, it almost just makes me be like, just look around, Erica, just look around the room sometimes. You never know.
Absolutely.
So, but yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. So yeah, that's my update. And now I'll be here. I think now that we've had this conversation, I think I am going to start swiping and see what happens.
I think why not? You're there. Also, since you work New York hours still, you easily have the time to go on the 2 p.m. LA dates, you know?
The world is my oyster when I'm on New York time. I basically stay on East Coast time when I'm here because my mom goes to bed and wakes up super early anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I could, 3 p.m. see you there.
Perfect. You're done with work? Yeah. You could fit in a workout class and a date if you really wanted to, you know?
Yep.
So good for you. Yeah. I say do it. I think it's just nice to have a new pool.
Yeah. Maybe you'll feel like a little energized.
I think so. Why not? Or maybe you just get on a little like fling roll and we keep going with that for a while. Who knows?
Just have some fun. Let's just have some fun, dude.
Have some fun.
Yeah. So that's what's going on with me. But I'm very excited for the conversation with our guests this week.
Yes, I love these guys. Both of us have done their podcast, and they're just really, really fun. Also, nice guys. We trust their opinion on things, and we just pitched them a bunch of different gifts this episode for gift ideas for the holiday season for men.
It is great. Their podcast is called Loud About Nothing, Sebastian and Robbie. They're so funny. I already want to have them back. It was also cool because we did it. We went to their studio, so we did it in person, and like it was just a very fun vibe.
They're fun. They're just very fun, very sweet. I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
Me too.
So I think everybody else will enjoy them.
And let's get to them without further ado.
Let's do it.
So I've been talking a bunch about how I'm trying to order in less. And part of that is that I'm cooking at home more. But when I don't have time to cook, which is more often than not, I have really still been loving Factor's meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Yeah, and they have so many options too. Every week, their menu, they have 35 options that you can pick from. So you can find whatever it is that you're looking for. It's so easy. It's no fuss and no mess.
It's so great. And I've also been really enjoying their add-ons that they have. So they have breakfast. They have on-the-go lunches if you don't work from home. I've been ordering their snacks recently to have like a little pick-me-up in the afternoon. And I've really been enjoying that.
Yeah. And they also are celebrating Earth Day all month. You can look for their Earth Month Eats badge on their menu. And that will be meals that have the lowest carbon footprint. So shout out to Factor for that one.
That's pretty cool. So you can head to factormeals.com/FMH50 and use code FMH50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code FMH50 at factormeals.com/FMH50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
And we are back with Sebastian and Robbie in person.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hey.
Not much. Thank you for letting us use your studio.
Yeah. Not only in person, but at your studio.
Yeah, at your studio.
I love that.
It's a lot about nothing, boys.
Yeah.
We figured you'd be perfect to do a little gift pitching episode for you today. So do we want to start with pitching? Do we want to start with what's the best and worst gift we've ever gotten? What do you guys want to go with?
Whatever you want. I'm open to either of them.
I think we do best and worst we've ever gotten first.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
Anybody? Worst. I feel like worst is easy.
Worst is so easy.
Worst is easy?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a treadmill once as a kid. Let's just start it off with some insecurity. I got a treadmill. They made sure not to give me elliptical. That was a tough one.
That is a tough one.
That's an almond mom move. Yeah.
My parents are struggling. They were like, oh, our son's overweight. What do we do? They were trying.
Treadmill.
Not bicycle.
No.
Can't get him outside. Can't let him outside.
That'll be mortifying.
That's not even what I meant.
My chubby son on a bicycle? Never. No, I think I stopped riding bikes at that point because I had a bike accident.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
There you go.
The list of activities were getting smaller and smaller. Yeah. So. A Wii Fit came soon after. Don't worry.
Yeah. Oh my God, I forgot about Wii Fit.
Oh God.
Do you have a worse gift that you've gotten from like a girlfriend or someone you were dating?
What did I know that my I was dating someone and they wanted a squatty potty and they bought me one.
They
Oh, interesting.
So they bought themselves a gift.
Yeah, but we lived together and I didn't mind it. I didn't really use it though, but I pretended I liked it.
That is on the list. So we asked our listeners, like, what's the best gift you ever gotten? What's the worst or weirdest? And Squatty Potty appeared several times.
As best?
No. Worst. Oh, on the worst or weirdest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That feels like a buy yourself gift.
Yeah, I would say so.
Any,
yeah.
Many bathroom related things I would go with. Get that for yourself.
Yeah, I didn't need that. Maybe. And she was very excited to give it.
Well, because she was excited to have it.
Yeah.
And I never had like pooping issues. It wasn't like we were dating. I'm just like, my stomach's so screwed up. It was like, she was just excited. She's like, I heard good things. I'm like, good morning, Merry Christmas, babe.
I'm a huge Shark Tank fan, and I would even be like, don't buy that as
so
a gift.
Romantic.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I bought my dad other things from Shark Tank, but not the Squatty Potty.
Yeah. My dad, he got furious at me one year because I was like, I guess like 13, 14. And my mom gave me money to buy him a birthday gift, and I bought him an American Express gift card.
A gift card?
So my mom's like, you went to the store and just turned cash into more specialized cash?
Specific cash?
Yes.
Yeah. That you actually can't use everywhere?
Yeah, my dad gave it to me. He goes, you could have that.
Great.
Yeah.
So you also bought a gift for yourself.
100%.
Yeah. It worked out. Oh, Robbie, what about you? Anything
coming up? In the context of a relationship?
Either,
yeah.
I feel like something that's like custom made and ugly is like the worst gift because you can't return it. And they thought that they were doing something that's like really thoughtful. And it's like, no, I would not. This is not something that I would want at all.
Are we talking about like things remembered items that are like engraved?
Yeah, like a custom shirt. Shout out, custom.
Shout out to school teachers always getting the things remembered.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Here's a box for your lack of school supplies.
That you buy yourself. Here you go.
Like, my dad got me a cowbell with my frat on it that I would never use.
Wow.
My aunt got me.
Cowbell?
Somebody got me. Yeah.
Are you even a percussion player?
No.
It was a comedy
thing. Funny. Yeah, he thought it was funny.
Yeah.
It was like the more cowbell?
Yeah, thing? Yeah, yeah. But it was had my frat. Like, get me a cowbell. I don't need my frats. I didn't even know he knew my frat. Like, at the time.
That was him trying. He's like,
it was
he's
him trying.
That was actually, that's a good gift for a dad.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't be shitting on him, but it is just something I will never use.
Oh,
yeah. I feel like bad shitting on people's gifts that they got me, but
tell
like,
them. They need to know.
Like a custom sweatshirt of the podcast was tough, and it was just like ugly font. And like,
it wasn't even your font.
And it was like, no, it was not this font. It was just like, they chose their own font. They also chose a hoodie that I would never, it was like an athleisure hoodie.
All right. So they rebranded your podcast.
Yeah, on an uglier athleisure hoodie, which is tough.
I think you should wear it.
Nah, I just don't want to.
It's
like,
really ugly.
But it's just, yeah, he saw
it's
it.
It's like poop brown or something.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So it's like, I can't even return this. And you thought you were being so thoughtful. It's just an uncomfortable position.
Tough. We should auction it off.
Unlucky
Patreon.
If they listen.
Yes.
Yeah. We're talking about Patreon content for you. This sounds perfect.
Yeah, this is perfect, Robin.
I could auction it off. Yeah.
Auction off all your terrible gifts this Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
A great, great thing.
My mom's so funny because when she gets gifts, she instantly says yes or no.
Oh, wow.
In the moment, my mom's a diva.
A Judge Judy, okay.
She'll open it, she goes, why the fuck would I want that?
To your Christmas face in the moment.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
One year, I only bought her slippers and nothing else, and she know my dad helped me with the slippers. This was a couple of years ago. She refused to come in my apartment. She goes, no, you only bought me slippers for Christmas.
What?
Oh, wow. She takes it serious.
She does. She does.
That's time for mama to be appreciated, so I get it.
She is. My dad buys her beautiful gifts. My dad writes down stuff, buys her the most thoughtful gifts. She's just, I would never wear that. What size is this? No. You know?
Wow.
In the moment. And I'm of the belief you say thank you until like later that day or tomorrow.
See, what my mom does was she told me to do this with my dad. Was she was like, always act so excited. You love it so much.
Yeah.
It's the best. It's perfect. He does not remember what he bought you. Go and return it, get something else.
Oh,
and I mean, that's smart. And it's true because I remember he bought me a necklace one time and I did love it. And so next time I saw him, I wore it. He goes, oh, it's a nice necklace.
He didn't remember.
He bought it.
I was like, you bought this. He goes, oh, you have great taste. Just did that. Not remember. So she was like, that's what you do. Because one time I was not super excited. And then he was very hurt. And that he remembers.
So my dad passed away a few years ago. So this is no longer relevant to my life. But he was very important to him to always have one gift that only he bought. My mom didn't even know what it was.
Okay.
Because my mom's love language is receiving gifts and therefore giving gifts.
Sure.
So is mine. She's an excellent gift giver. She loves gifts. Oh. It's an amazing situation. She's really good at it. But he was like, okay, but I want one that's just mine. And he would refuse to tell her. Without fail, it was feast or famine. One year would be amazing, and the next year would be like, what happened to me?
Oh, no.
And I think I have an example of both. Mm-hmm. So the first time that was amazing, but it was also kind of funny, remember when Snuggies were like all the rage?
Yeah, of course.
When they first came out?
Bring them back.
So he got me and my brother each a Snuggie, mm-hmm. and we were pumped. Yeah. We're like, this is great. It's so cozy, et cetera. And he got my mom this clip-on reading light because he liked to go to bed early and she liked to read. And he would always like keep her up with the light, or she would always keep him up, whatever. Yeah. And so she was excited.
Yeah.
And then we're all watching TV later that day, and this infomercial comes on, and it says, buy one Snuggie, get the second one free, plus this reading light.
Shut up. That commercial was for Dan. It was like for your two kids and your wife that annoys you with the goddamn light.
Oh my God.
Like all of us just got silent and just looked at him.
Did he own up?
He goes, well, you like them, right? Yeah. We're like, you're not wrong.
That's so funny.
He nailed it.
You can't be running that commercial on Christmas, though.
Right? What are you doing? Blowing up people's spots left and right.
I know.
Damn.
Yeah. But those were technically good gifts. But then the next year,
That was a good year.
Okay. The next year, I was in college. I was really missing our dogs, our cats, et cetera. Mm-hmm. He got me a motorized dog. Like, it was like a dog that was like curled up in a toy.
Like a robot.
A robot that was like curled up in a dog bed and would like snore and breathe like it moved.
Would you do the backflip thing?
No.
That's a different dog toy.
Just in the bed. And it just would breathe like you had a dog in the room with you.
It was a not fun robot.
Not a fun robot. Just a breathing dog. It was weird.
Did you bring it back to college?
And
you had a breathing dog in your room?
I didn't plug it in or like charge it. So no.
But would people ask?
I had it there. Yes. And then it'd be like, my dad got it for me.
So my dad.
I couldn't leave it at the house because then he'd be like, why didn't you take this back with you?
Sure.
He would have been upset, so I brought it with me.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It was a tough one.
That's a tough one.
It was a tough one. Even my mom was like behind him, like, I didn't know he didn't.
Yeah. My dad does a fun gift, but now my mom like says it could only be $20, so he'll buy socks, like fun socks.
Socks are great, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
I love a sock gift.
I like a sock gift. I like undershirts and underwear for Christmas.
Yeah, that's common for men.
Those are such good gifts.
Useful things.
I love 12 new pairs of underwear, 12 new undershirts. Like, I'm so happy with that.
I think fun socks are cool. Like, because people don't necessarily, like, buy fun socks for themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, I get fun socks for my brother, and he's like, oh, these are awesome. He loves them.
I would hate that.
You know?
For men.
You don't want.
Oh, like the dressy socks.
Yeah, like a dressy fun sock. Like, that's happy different. Socks.
Oh, you meant for me. Because I was just about to say a trend I've seen mm-hmm. is people get the socks with their face on it.
But also
now on TikTok, Sebastian, I've seen a viral t-shirt, and it's almost like, you know, like the old school Aaliyah t-shirts in the 90s?
That,
but it's your girlfriend's face. I keep getting ads for this. I have no boyfriend to buy this for. And I'm literally sitting there being like, is this a popular item that people are doing?
So you give your face to someone else?
It would say Erica, and it would have several of my faces. And it's like a combo of like a shirt you get that's spray paint on a boardwalk slash the 90s like people that have died shirts. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
100%. This has been a thing. It's like, get this for your man. It's so funny. And it's all these videos of these men wearing these shirts with their girl's face all over it.
I bought that before.
You have?
I bought my whole family socks with my face on it.
Okay.
All 12
socks,
of them.
I think you're fun.
And I made them wear them on like the day after Christmas.
I love that, actually.
It was a joke.
It was a joke. Yeah, you didn't think it was
a $100 joke.
Yeah. Also, you probably sold it.
What do you mean?
Like, you were getting everybody excited to wear the Sebastian socks with your face. Yeah. You're being goofy.
But
like,
no one wears them.
No.
But how would you feel if the girl did the t-shirt with her face as a joke, but part of your gift?
I would let that be her shirt when she came over.
like that.
Oh, okay.
This is like your sweatshirt.
That's fun.
Yeah, I would switch from the Dave and Buster's shirt.
You have a shirt that's like a designated shirt for when girls sleep over?
I like to give them this Dave and Buster's shirt because it says winner on it. And I want to remind them after they hook up that they are a winner. It's an amazing shirt to give.
I actually would laugh at
oh
that.
Oh, my God.
If someone goes, oh, do you have a shirt for me? I go, yeah.
And oh, do I have one?
I have two of them.
I was actually about to ask if you have more than one.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe they'll get a custom winner shirt. Give it to your boyfriend after you have sex the next time.
I've seen this trend on like bachelor parties where the guys will do like a Hawaiian shirt, but then sprinkled out between it is the girlfriend's or the fiance's face.
Oh, I haven't seen and, that like, on the other end.
All yeah on like a Hawaiian shirt because it's more masculine, I guess. And I'm like, what? No one of these guys can wear this shirt again. Yeah. Like, you can't just be out with your friend's wife's shirt on a Hawaiian shirt, like out to. And I'm like, there's 10 of them standing there. They must have all paid like $30-$40 to wear this once. I'm just like, I guess it's the same with.
Well, I was like, I've
like for bachelorette parties.
Yeah, I've seen the bucket hat with the fiance's face all over it. Yeah. Which I think is fun for just, you need an item that identifies, we're a bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Something like that. And it usually just like get you free drinks, honestly. It's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. The Hawaiian shirt, I was like, this is a little much.
That's a lot.
This is too fancy. Yeah. See, and nobody can ever wear it again.
You can't wear it again. That's
but this
the
is funny because I'm like, creepy. I've had to buy shit for bachelorettes and stuff that's like, I'm never wearing this again.
Yeah. So do we, like, when do we just call this?
Coordinated something.
Yeah. I have a no bachelor party policy. You have gone on zero.
Oh, you've turned them down? I can talk about this. I'm sorry. I need to hear this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is very
I have a no. I have not gone on a single bachelor party.
That is fascinating to me.
You actively turn them down?
I turn them down. I'm like, I can't. If I say yes to one, I got to say yes to all. And I just made a decision when I was like working full time, trying to do like improv comedy stuff and do my own life on the side. I'm like, I just can't. Do these. I can't go to Ocean City for a weekend. I can't go to the Poconos for a weekend. I can't go to New Orleans. I've turned down probably like 6 or 7 bachelor parties. And I'm just like, this is not my thing. I don't do the bachelor parties.
The thing is, I have no shame of, I would turn one down if I'm like, I'm really not close enough to be spending this money. Like,
no, my roommate, the kid I lived with, he was like, I'm going to Columbia. I'm like, I don't need to go to Columbia for the weekend. My bad, bro.
I love that. What a boundary.
Yeah, I'm a boundary king.
Boundary king.
Yeah. Damn. Okay, so let's pitch you some gift ideas.
Love it.
That we have had a combo of submissions, and I've looked up some of the lists to be like, what's all the gift gods saying this year?
Okay.
I have some personal ones. So my thing I always do with my brother, I always get him a toy, a literal toy of some kind, okay? Because Christmas is a long day, right? You're doing nothing. You're in the house. He also loves like putting shit together.
Ooh, yeah, what kind of toy? Give me an example.
Last year I got him like a big Lego thing.
That's so good.
I love this, actually.
See?
Yeah.
That's an activity.
Yeah.
An activity?
Because they Christmas is boring.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. That's my exact idea.
You need a... I always get a game. So we can play a game.
Yes. A game's great. That's a great family gift.
Yes. We always get a family gift for a new game.
Yes.
But a Lego? Oh, that's so good.
Thank you. One year I got him a magnetic roller coaster.
That's
five
fun.
Magnets, and there was 23 ways to put it together. And I came in the room. I said, how you doing? He goes, there's actually 27.
That's a good
gift.
He's
living his best life.
Yeah, he was like, I'm having a good time.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's a really good gift.
That's my pitch. Some type of toy for them to play with. You know those metal things that, like, they're together somehow and you have to figure out how to get them
apart? Oh, yeah.
Apart.
Yeah.
Plus, you have to figure out how to get them back. He also loves those. So if you have an engineering, science-y type man, get him that stuff. They'll love it.
That's so good. I haven't gotten a gift like that in years. I used to get it all the time when I was, like, 10 to 15.
Yeah, see, I don't think my brother would like that.
He's
not that type of guy. Yeah.
But it's more almost being like, what did they like as a kid? Because it brings like a little bit of that back.
Or it's like, a Hot Wheels
guy.
I
play with this.
It'd be weird. I don't think if I got him Hot Wheels, he'd be like, what the fuck is this?
I guarantee you, he would be on board for Hot Wheels.
I'll try it this year and see what happens.
Yeah, I would. Oh, God.
Find one that's like multiple ways to put it together.
Yeah.
That might be fun.
The thing that I like, and a lot of people said this is in like dating. Uh-huh. I like experiences.
Yeah.
It's great.
Like, I think that like something we can go do together. But the thing is you have to be sure it's actually something for them that they want to do. Yeah. Like, not a squatty potty situation where you're like, oh, I got.
That's an experience.
I got such a great experience.
Can I tell you this? When I got the squatty potty, I was also just so happy she got me a gift.
Well, yeah.
My ex-girlfriend didn't really get me gifts.
No, I mean, she was, but, like, I've never gotten, like, great gifts.
Oh, okay.
Well, here's my question with experiences, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because here's the thing. If you go in going, let's do an experience we can do together, now it also has to be something I like.
Yes.
Because here's like WrestleMania. Let's do an example. A lot of men like that. What if I got you tickets to WrestleMania? Mm-hmm. I got you two tickets. A lot of women will be like, and we go.
The guy's like, I don't want you.
Well, you're not a real fan.
No, yeah.
And this is where I would give a tip to women that I think actually would make men love you more.
Uh-huh.
Is you get them the two tickets to WrestleMania, you go, you take a buddy of yours that's really into that. It's not really my thing. And they'll be like, I fucking love this woman.
I love
she
that.
Gets that's me. A great gift.
Right? But yeah. Like you have to kind of know. You know, and I get it of like I want to do things with you too. And sure. Like almost the thing like, no, I could get into it. It's like realistically.
Yeah.
Even better is that you go, I got you this ticket and I already talked to Andrew and he's free that day to go with you.
Wow.
Play date. So that's going to the next level.
That's next level.
Next level.
Because then it's like it's not even a question. I made sure your friend could go. Like, I'm sure you know the buddy that they like that shit with.
But it's extra generous if you're buying the two tickets, too.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm buying the two tickets, and it's not for me.
It's not even for me.
I love that.
It's for you to have a good time.
I like trips. I think, like, getting a trip as a couple is great.
Yeah.
Because, like, you get to go someplace nice, and, like, you get nice experiences together. That was always, like, my favorite gifts with people.
That's my move as, like, a celebratory gift. Like, when I was dating somebody, I've dated two people who graduated from grad school while we were dating.
Uh-huh.
And both times, I did, like, a little weekend getaway. And I made it a surprise, so they knew we were doing something, but they didn't know where we were going, and so it was, like, fun to like go to the we're renting a car like we're going here and it was like fun like they didn't know it was coming.
Oh, that's so nice.
Fun for me too because I enjoy that shit.
I've been single for 10 years at this point, so I'm like, get me something we could do together. I don't need you to get me a play date. I've gone on 10 years of play dates.
I don't need more play dates.
I'm done. I am play dated out. I want a girlfriend because I want to do stuff with you. So like I would love if somebody got me like an experience we did together. I think that is nice. Yeah. I'm good on play dates.
I've done like a cooking class.
Yeah.
Like
I've dated, because I typically date people that like that stuff. Like I like, so we've bonded.
Hopefully you have something that you want to do together.
Yeah. Like, so we've bonded over this thing, whether it's cooking or whether it's whatever. I'm like, oh, and I got us tickets to go or a class to go do that thing.
That's nice.
That we bonded over.
That's really nice. I think my parents once bought my sister and her husband like a class that they all took together.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I think that was really nice.
I like that.
It's going to depend on the family, I think.
Well, yeah, we're going to hang out with my parents.
Oh, I hate each other.
That's bold.
When do you think is like too early to give a gift? Like when, if you're early dating, how do you handle the holidays in that sense?
If you're not official, if it's not like only we are seeing each other, you shouldn't have to get a gift.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I think I agree.
I mean, like, there's so much pressure. It's like, also, they'll read into it. So they'll think it's, like, a bigger deal than, like, what it is. If you're still unsure of what this is, no gift. Flowers, I don't count as a gift, though.
That's like, a very little thing. But then the question is, like, what is flowers for men, right? That's a common question. Like, Valentine's Day coming up, and there might be someone you're newly-ish dating. And so it's like, you know, that's a nice of a guy, like, got you flowers, and usually it's, what's the answer for men? Candy?
Yeah,
Andy, maybe.
Wings, ordering
wings.
Wings? Question mark.
If someone sent me like 12 wings to my house on Valentine's Day,
really?
I'd be like,
that's actually a move.
That's pretty awesome.
That's a move.
Just sent me because it wouldn't like mess up my dinner. It wouldn't do. It would just be like, hey, you got some wings for the day, you know?
That's nice. Wednesday.
I actually have a guy friend. He writes in his notes like his girlfriend's like Taco Bell orders and stuff. Like
that's
the specifics of it.
That's
and
fire.
If she's having a bad day, he will order Taco Bell to her. That just
that's
shows
so
up.
Sweet.
See? But it's just the thought where it's like, I got you. I feel like that is you. That's like a similar if I knew
like
your
that.
Taco Bell order and I just was like, Crunchwrap Supreme. Right to the house.
That's
got
nice.
It.
That's
no,
nice.
That is nice.
You know?
Yeah. Sometimes I don't like drink beer often, but maybe like a tall boy. I know that
just
sounds
one.
So yeah, not too much.
Similar to flowers,
like a two course light tall boys to the house.
Okay, tall boys.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
Well, here's a question for you, Paul.
I like tall boys.
I feel like there's two categories we often look at for men. Mm-hmm. One, this one might surprise you. I feel like a lot of times women will get things that are almost like pampering because we'll look and we'll go, what are they that not like treat themselves to? But I'm like, how do you feel about that? Like, if someone gifted you, like, a massage or...
People did submit that as suggestions for men, like, spa day type stuff. And I'm like,
I don't want spa day.
Really?
I would take, like, oh, here's a robe. I know you never buy yourself a robe or slippers or, like...
Like you like plush around the house.
Yeah.
Not a plush.
I don't like people massaging me. I don't like massages.
See? Yeah. So this is interesting. I love a massage.
Same. Yeah, but if you don't know that a guy wants to do that, I feel like that's tough. Robbie, what do you think?
I would be down for a massage.
Okay, so this one's kind of dealer's choice.
I guess it's the person, yeah.
Well, let me ask you this.
I wouldn't take offense to it.
Massage coupons, I could personally give you a massage.
Oh, that's
or I buy
different.
You a massage.
Oh, that's so
what's
that's
better
cute.
Or worse?
I'll take the coupon.
You take
the
coupon.
I'll take the professional massage. Let's go together.
You're like, you probably suck at that.
Yeah,
right? Like,
we could do that on our spare time.
I have a massage gun, so they could just use that.
That is actually on the gift giving guide I looked up.
My sister got me that. My sister got me that last year.
Yeah,
I think that's a great
pretty
guess.
Good gift. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Because most of the guide, I'll be honest, gadgets of some sort.
Yeah.
And I get it, and I think it also has somewhat of playing element to it.
Oh,
it's a little fun. Like I have this thing I bought for myself personally, and it ended up on this list. It's an electric candle lighter.
Oh, I love those.
And it's a little electricity that you see. Mm-hmm.
I would love that gift.
Like, yeah. But that seems like a nice little small thing. Mm-hmm. But it's like, does he like candles? Are you a candle guy?
I like candles.
I've done things for their home. Yeah. Like a whiskey decanter set if they're like a whiskey guy or like that kind of stuff. Because I feel like a lot of men don't, they like guys I've dated at least, they want to have a nice house. They want to have, but they don't either. They don't know where to go or they don't know what their style is or they feel uncomfortable or whatever. So then like I've gotten them stuff. And they're like, oh, this makes my living room look lovely.
I've typed into Google so many times, men decor. And you know what shows up? It's just like deer heads.
I was about to ask, is it animal skin?
It's just bears. It's like bear like stickers you could put on the wall.
A sticker?
Like outlines. It's just like all in black and white. So it looks cool. Or like it's just because, and I have no idea. So, like, I love a little guidance.
Interesting. Because I feel like the line often is women will almost think, like, what can I do to improve him? And that's where the gift idea comes from.
I don't hate that.
So you know what I mean? So like, sometimes there's a line, you know what I mean? Like, where you're like, Like, the whiskey thing is like, oh, that's nice. That's a frivolous thing someone wouldn't think to buy themselves.
And that's what I like to do. I like to do something or, like, a really fancy knife. Like, if he's a guy who likes to cook, but he, like, hasn't, you know, like, something super fancy that
that's
he would
nice.
Never get for himself.
Butane torch, because it's fire.
That is cool.
You know what I mean? But I'm thinking that. Like, I like the gadget route.
Me
it's
too.
Like, what's something fun that you can't play with?
Yeah.
How would you feel about, because we've suggested this on the pod, new sheets.
Love it.
Like, oh, down. Nice for sure, sheets. Down. Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, I'm obsessed with a nice pair of sheets. That's all I asked for this year for Christmas.
Yeah.
Was nice sheets and a new comforter.
Nice sheets are expensive.
Nice sheets are expensive.
They're
and
expensive.
I have noticed a trend recently, we talked about this too, on guys dating app profiles where they say their simple pleasure is fresh, clean sheets.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
So it tracks.
I change once a week.
Wow, that's good.
That's really flexing.
Yeah, isn't that pretty good?
That is
good?
A flex.
That's
a flex.
Really good.
He's looking for some validation. Really
I change once a week. I have four. Really I have four in a rotation.
I guess a lot of people probably don't do that.
Yeah, four now.
Oh wow,
that's good. Especially for New York, that's impressive.
Yeah, I'm looking to get rid of two, and so I could get two softers.
Oh, so if anybody is looking for a gift for Sebastian, it sounds like sheets.
No, wait,
he wants sheets.
My mother already is getting me that.
Oh, sorry.
She already put claim on that gift.
Yeah, because sometimes some people might see that as you're trying to, like, my sheets aren't good, you're trying to improve me.
No, I wouldn't take
offense
to that.
But I feel it more as, like, because even myself, like, I have nice sheets because my mom bought them for me. Like, I didn't think to buy myself bougie sheets.
And it's so nice to get into bed at night.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best.
It is.
I think that, like, buying something that you go, oh, they wouldn't spend that money for themselves, but they'll appreciate this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been looking at these UGG slippers.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get them.
Go bougie.
I would never buy myself UGG slippers.
Really?
No.
What else do we get from the fans and peers?
People, it's similar things. So people said things like a really fancy like thermos if they're like a coffee guy and they're always like a Yeti. Like, you know, like things that are like that
dudes
next
that
level of nice that you might not spend on yourself.
I love a nice, heartfelt written letter.
Really?
Letter?
My favorite gift I probably ever gotten was like this notebook that my ex-girlfriend made me that was like outlining our little relationship with pictures. It was like a quasi-scrapbook, I guess. I still have it. We went to my childhood room recently.
I would never advise someone to give a whole notebook.
No, I mean, this was like,
I'd say
I'm 18, 19, like, young love situation.
You got a notebook, too?
Yeah.
Wow.
The notebook generation.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, all these scrapbooking women that you're dating.
Wow.
There's pictures of us. There are prompts to talk about us.
Yeah.
Prompts? What?
Prompts, like saying.
You guys
like,
seem so surprised.
Like something you changed my mind about. Something, the first moment that I knew I loved you. Like, stuff like that.
Very cute.
This is so sweet.
That's what happened in my room. I've looked at it.
I would think this was relationship suicide if
you
I
looked
did this.
At it well, furiously? Wait a second.
What did I have? Where is it now?
I'm I don't know.
Like the Hunchback of Notre Dame in my room looking at that.
This
miserable.
This has got to be pretty serious, I would say, to do this.
Yeah, bro.
Like, you can't be doing this.
That would be wild.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
even,
yeah.
Like, define
I'm not,
the relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
you're like,
yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah,
wait. Third date.
Today, I don't know how.
Okay, say you've been dating a year. Some girl gives you a notebook of the details of the year. First date, da-da-da, this, that. How do you feel about that?
I don't know how I feel about it now.
See?
But at 18, it was adorable.
Really?
This is the cutest thing in the world. I mean, if I really like the person, I would think it's cute. That's, I think it would be like a reflection of
huge.
Like, how much do I would have to confront how much I like them. Because it's like, all right, they like me this much. Do I like them this much back?
Do I make a scrapbook?
Yeah.
Am I
would I be doing
level
that?
With this
yeah.
person?
That's why I feel like gifts are dangerous. It's like,
yes.
you get a guy a really nice thing, and I've seen this happen with guy friends and girlfriends that have done this. It's like, there's suddenly a panic.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the man's like, oh, shit.
Because it is a way to define, you're defining the relationship
yeah.
a little bit in an unspoken, especially if you're not the most clearly communicating all the time. It's like, oh, I thought we were on totally different pages.
Yeah. It like makes, it can make a guy panic. That's why I'm like, a whole notebook.
Nah.
I'm like, I think yeah. a nice card is enough yeah. with a nice little note. That's good.
Yeah, if he's in love with you.
But you've done many cards from that before the notebook comes.
Yeah, I would assume
I
so.
I hope so.
I
hope
so.
This notebook is not number one. Very first thing
I don't
ever
know.
Gave you.
This notebook
Which,
was probably like 6 months in,
but
you move fast when you're in high school.
I need to give a PSA to listeners of something that I did, okay?
Okay.
This is a sign that you are not really in a relationship.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay? You're looking for a card, but then you're reading the cards being like, no, it's too lovey or it's too boyfriend, it's too this. And I'll never forget, I still have this card because I've never used it. But I remember seeing someone around Valentine's Day and I found this card and I was like, oh, it's perfect because it's not like saying you're my boyfriend, but it's a nice card. And it was like, oh God, this is so cheesy. It was like a typewriter on the front, like some cutesy design. You open it, it said, you're just my type. And that's all it said. But I was like, perfect.
Yeah.
Because there's still no like defining,
oh, no.
and it's not too much. And then I'm like, Erica, the fifth thing you were looking for a card. Being like, but he's not my boyfriend.
Yeah.
But is it like,
what,
you
is
to...
card, what are the card I can give him that's not going to freak him out?
Yeah,
that's
literally,
a problem.
Literally, if that's your instinct, is what's a card that it won't be too much? It's like, no card then. Just shut it down.
Happy Valentine's Day or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Or not. I don't care.
It doesn't matter. It's not a day. Who cares what this day? Hallmark invented this day. I don't
yeah.
know.
There should be like a line of Hallmark cards that are just for like in between phases. Like,
yeah.
Like, thanks for sleeping over. Yeah.
You're a winner.
Care. Yeah.
Here's your t-shirt.
The winner shirt. Oh.
I usually go electronics.
Electronics.
But I feel like this
good.
Gift for anybody is like, if they don't have like a portable speaker. A nice portable speaker, I feel like it's good. Or they have like the sound bar for the TV. Because,
mm-hmm.
yeah, if you have like an older TV or the, actually the flat screens, the speakers aren't as good.
Yeah.
So like one of those little sound bars I was looking up, it's like $100. I was like, that's nice. That's
sound
nice.
Bar is
gadget.
Good.
You'll use it. That's something like the roommates will like you too. They're like,
yeah.
oh, that was cool. She got something
yeah.
for all of us.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah.
Somebody submitted a trip to visit my sister.
Oh.
And
where does the sister live?
I loved that. I don't know.
Well,
but,
I'm sorry. What?
It was the best gift she's ever gotten.
Oh, my
was
God.
It...
I thought it was giving it to
her.
Oh.
That's what I thought.
God.
That's what I thought. That's
sister.
What I thought. That's what I thought.
Oh.
That's why I'm like, oh, where are we going?
I was like, Ellie.
But, like, similar thought process
yeah, yeah,
to the,
yeah.
like, WrestleMania 2 tickets for you and your friend.
Okay.
It's like, oh, like, this friend, maybe it's, like, a train ticket to this town that your friend lives in or whatever. Like, I want you to do this with your friends.
See, here's where sometimes people get nitpicky, though. What if he's, like, a trip to visit your sister and it's just, like, a Delta gift card?
I actually think that I would probably not buy anything. Yeah. I would like make a card or something and
yes.
be like, your gift is a trip to see your sister or like
okay.
whatever it is. And then, and now we're going to figure out logistics because I want
yeah.
to do something that works
and
for
then
you.
Like, and then like a travel accessory.
Ooh,
I would say
I like
throw that.
That
in there.
That's
a portable battery.
Yeah,
that's always
yeah, yeah.
good.
And then there's a card that's like, the battery is not your gift. The trip is your gift.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's like, because I've done those, but then it's like when there's kind of nothing in
yeah.
your hands.
Well,
there's a little bit of like
that happens.
Okay,
to me
I'm
a lot.
Excited, but
so,
but you know,
because I go, so I'm live in New York, but I'm from San Diego, and so yeah. because I go home for Christmas, most of my gifts from my mom and my brother are printed out screens of the order confirmation that's being sent to my apartment.
yeah,
which makes a lot of sense.
Yes,
otherwise,
it does.
They used to not do that, and then I would have to like ship things, but it just didn't make any
yeah,
sense.
No,
hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
yeah,
so I will end up with all these boxes I'm not allowed to open.
before Christmas, and I just like have them in the corner of my apartment, and I just know those are my Christmas presents, and then I get home and I open pieces of paper.
That's great.
That makes more sense.
It's great, and it makes more sense, but there is something to like opening a thing and being like, yay, it's a piece of paper. And my mom is so into gifts that she'll still put it in like a normal sized box.
I love that.
And then I get through all the tissue paper and it's just a folded up piece of paper.
Yeah, my mom was an early childhood educator, so she's always about wraps.
Yep.
How she's wrapping, you know, she always like the paper will be rolled up like a scroll with like ribbon around it that she like does.
Wow.
Well,
yeah, she'll take the tea bag, she'll start making it like a Revolutionary War thing.
Jesus. So sweet though. My mom talks about.
No wonder she yeses and knows your gift. She's like, I made that look like the Declaration of Independence.
She crushes.
Yeah.
She loves to, her heaven is sitting on a Shea Lounge. Ordering people to open gifts that she bought for them. A Shea Lounge, screaming at someone to clean up, and going, "Isn't it beautiful?" At the same, what the fuck? Get the fucking tissue paper. Isn't that beautiful though? That's her dream. And then she goes, "Sebastian, give me a cookie."
I'm fucking saying.
I love this day for her.
I want to come to your house for Christmas.
She's in heaven. I've never. The Christmas like opening of presents have never not ended with her going, "Well, Merry fucking Christmas." A Merry effing Christmas has always been in my holidays.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I feel like you should get her a book that's like a personalized soap opera story or something. It's like got names of family members.
My dad bought her a gift, which was a framed picture of her giving him the middle finger on Christmas morning.
What a gift.
That's a good joke gift. Oh, it's tremendous.
That's great.
Did she think it was funny?
Did she say yes?
Oh, she did.
And it's part of like the Christmas decor, so it goes out every year?
Well, we put it away when my nephew comes over.
Well,
all right. But yes, in the morning, my dad will set it up next to her gifts.
Oh,
to remind, like, you're an asshole when you open gifts.
Just remember.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love this so much.
Yeah, and because she's like that, I'm like so like self-conscious. I am always like so nice no matter what.
Run your gifts by me. I'll help you a little bit.
With what I'm buying?
You're getting your mom.
Yeah, I'll send you some stuff.
I'll give you some ideas.
One thing I want to say is I don't believe that if you buy clothing for someone on Christmas that they should be required to try it on in front of you.
No, what?
Mom requires a fashion show.
This is a problem in society that I think people need to get rid of.
Oh, no.
To go, oh, good morning, Merry Christmas, eat a bunch of cookies. Now go try clothes on for me?
Yeah, hell no.
Yeah.
Let me die.
My mom will buy multiple sizes, multiple colors, and be like, you can get what? Which She's one queen. Do you want?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'll return the rest. So I have to do the fashion show.
That's a points queen.
And then she'll go.
Your mom just bought you a store, and that's actually impressive.
Yeah.
She's and like, she'll, pick the one you like.
Well, she'll decide which one fits the best. Oh, she'll be like, the medium is too low, or like the large, we'll keep the large, but she wants to see everything that she bought.
I can't
always do a fashion show.
Eight stuffed shells the night before.
Yeah, on Christmas
Eve. And 12 cookies, and then have my mom picking that shirt I'm wearing?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, thank you.
Well, your picture, how would you feel if a girl gives you a picture of the two of you in a frame?
I love it.
It's like, that's for your house. Really?
Yeah, I'm into
it. It depends on the level of seriousness.
Depends on the level of seriousness.
Yeah.
If I love the person, I want a picture of us.
Yeah.
I think
that's what it comes down to.
But see, the thing is, like, that's like a low price gift, so I could see how people would think maybe to do that, even if it's not years and years, you know what I mean?
It has to be years and years.
It has to be a while, I think, before.
I think it has to be you really like them. I don't know. You can fall in love
girlfriend.
In 3 months.
I want a girlfriend right now.
You can fall in love in 6 months.
I don't know. Give me a piece of salami if you want a low price gift.
Somebody said meats.
Yeah, meats are a good gift. That's a bad gift.
Well, what about like subscription things that love are it. Like something that comes to the house?
About
like
it.
Whatever.
For how long?
Like, who's our latest sponsor?
I love those.
Yeah. Well,
Factor.
Yeah.
Factor. We're like, fuck.
You know what I mean? I would love it because the quality of the food.
I did a coffee subscription for a guy that I was dating once who was like, he was really into like trying different coffees. And so I did like, it was for a year. So
that's long.
And we were not dating by the time it ended. But I'd already been, I mean, it wasn't like a crazy investment, but like, he liked it. I thought it was a good gift.
Yeah, because here's the gift I hate that I feel like we all do for men in our lives. You're like, what sports team do they like? And then you just buy them something from the sports team. But it's like, it happens every year that I'm always like, that's the one thing I try to, like, I can't. Like, their aunt is also going to get them, you know, a Buffalo Bills shirt or whatever.
I did get my brother was an Oakland Raiders fan, and I found this like really cool vintage Raiders shirt at a thrift shop that was like cool. And I got him that. And I do think he liked it.
But it's also not probably the only thing you're getting him.
No, of course. You know I mean? I wouldn't just like go to Raiders.com and get him a fucking sweatshirt. But someone, he can do that.
Someone suggested they were like, a nice blanket that's their sports team. And I'm like, no.
They should have that already.
They probably have. If they wanted that, they probably would have it already.
Some dudes like that.
So there are people that there's never too many Buffalo Bills things that they could have.
Bills specifically? Yeah. You're probably right.
Listen, my friend had a Bills themed wedding. I don't even
know. Yeah.
Engagement photos were
Bills people
jerseys.
Jumping on tables at the wedding?
No. That
look
part
at you,
Allie.
Go off.
Yes, she knows.
But wow. They're also my team, so you watch your mouth.
All right. Okay.
One last idea.
Cool.
Something associated with shaving, I feel like, is also popular.
Oh, like a nice dop kit or like a nice shaving kit?
Well, shaving / a groomer / a da da da. Like,
I've gotten a that.
Yeah.
See?
I've gotten a that.
Like, I'm trying to think of what are gifts like their mom and their aunts are.
My mom gets me that. Yeah, my mom gets me that.
My mom will get me like a fun thing for the kitchen, like a chopped meat dicer.
Oh, my mom loves the kitchen gadget.
An avocado opener. Like, I think small things like that are nice, too.
But, like, grooming, I feel like that also gets into almost being, like, you need to improve.
Yeah.
And
I wouldn't take it that way.
I like a cologne gift. I think a cologne gift is a great gift.
What if you don't like the smell, though? Because, like, colognes and perfumes are so personal.
If the woman likes to smell on me, then that's the point.
I see. I don't think women feel that way.
I knew a couple did an exchange.
Yeah.
He picked out her.
just a PSA for the man. I don't think women feel that way. Like, if he likes the smell, then I like the smell.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, see, I know a couple, they did an exchange like that. It was like, I'm going to pick out your scent, you pick out my scent. Not romantic.
Oh, well, no, it is romantic, but
I feel absolutely hate it.
I'm also in a place where some smells give me a headache.
Yes, I agree. I'm a little bit more specific with my smells.
Yeah, so if you give me a perfume and it gives me a headache, that's horrible.
Well, Acqua di Gio is a great one for men, and I've bought that for several men in my life. Because it's very light.
You don't got to tell me. I was rocking that in high school.
Thank you. I also kept stealing it for myself. My mom was like, you need to stop.
I graduated from Abercrombie Curves to Acqua di Gio.
Yes.
Now I do Armani Code or Hermes.
Some guy, he looked like a supermodel, walked by me yesterday, had your smell up.
I was like, Sebastian.
You could just say we hung out yesterday. You don't have to say some guy. You could say we did lunch.
I was like, I know that. Yeah. We hung out yesterday.
All right. Well, sorry this has to get cut short, but
please.
Ton of fun. Thanks.
Thank you guys and for having us in your studio.
Yeah. Of course.
Always so fun.
I hope everyone, no matter what, I don't know, say kind words to them. I think the card is really nice.
Yeah.
Like
we're sentimental guys.
clearly y'all are really sentimental, which I love.
I once, instead of tissue paper, cut up a like a book of 1,000 like sayings of like reasons to love something. And I'd made it the tissue paper.
How sweet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man. So, moral of the story: find sentimental men.
I haven't been that way in years.
No, same. I know.
I'm fucking dead.
Long time. It's been a while.
Get your man to be soft. That's why you start with the plushy gifts.
Yeah.
So to be soft. Yeah. Then you work your way up
then
to the
notebook.
Then you've
got him cutting up custom tissue paper.
Yeah. I also
go ahead.
I think people tell you what they want throughout the year. Pay attention.
Oh yeah. Write
people
stuff down.
Write stuff down. Pay attention to what like, and you could do. People want things that are small. People want things that are medium. People want things that are big.
Yeah.
So you can kind of be like, all right, they want this book. They want this little plushie. They want something for their apartment. And you just write that down. And it's like, all right, we get to the next level. Then I go to the medium things they want. If we get more serious, then I go to the big things they want.
Yeah. They like spicy food. Get them like a variety of hot sauce pack.
Yeah.
Great gifts.
Hot sauce pack is great.
Yeah. Try stuff like that. But anyway, people can check out your show, Loud About Nothing.
Yes, please do.
On YouTube, wherever you listen to podcasts. And both Ellie and I have done an episode with you.
Yeah.
So they can start there and check those out.
I love that. Thank you for that nice plug.
Yeah. Thank you guys for coming on. We appreciate it.
Of course.
And happy holidays, everybody. Happy
shopping. Happy holidays and gifting.
Bye.